Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. The big question at the moment is, will the Joker, Novak, get kicked out of Australia?
Yeah.
It is everywhere. Everyone is talking about this. I was speaking to my mother this morning in Ireland.
Yeah.
And she was giving me the whole lowdown on it.
So they're following it over in Ireland.
It's a big story. It really is. The whole world is looking at this. It goes to show the power of sport.
Yeah.
Sport is a powerful thing. But yeah, over in Ireland, the same thing. Will he get kicked out?
Oh.
Did he do the right thing? Did he do the wrong thing? Has he lied? Has he not lied? I mean, no one knows.
Well, that's it. It's all a bit still up in the air. Isn't it? There's no decision. And doesn't it all start on Monday, though?
It starts on Monday. And the big news from yesterday was that Tennis Australia have they've taken out all the names from the hat and decided the order of the tennis tournament.
What's his name there?
He's in it.
He's in it for now.
He's the number one seed. He is in the tennis tournament as far as they're concerned.
Yeah.
So they're preempting that he's going to stay.
But who knows what's going to happen?
Well, Alex Hawkey.
He
has the power to kick him out of the country. This is the immigration guy.
Isn't it amazing, though, like how caught up everyone is in it? Like you said, everyone's talking about it all around the world and they're weighing in. I mean, even like you would know as a musician, Damien, like, you know, when there's a big topic, musicians, they even latch on to this kind of thing. Like, remember Bob Dylan, the hurricane story? That was massive.
Well, that's a musician's job, is to see the story and to report it in their own words.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happened with Novak. There's actually a song that's just come out, and I believe it's heading up the ARIA charts as we speak. Could be a number one by the end of the day.
Check it out, Illawarra.
They call him Novak. He's the Joker.
But how he got to us is no laughing matter. He's on the TV, border security. Look at his passport, it's pretty dodgy. But when immigration gets his case waived, Seven's back, madam, will be dismayed.
Whatever way you look at it, that should be
Novak beat a grand slam in Australia. I've got the COVID, but I won't tell ya. It's Rafa's big chance to finally beat me if they boot me from the country.
Yeah, and that's when Novak's
been told he has to pack. Alex Hawk might kick the Joker up the crack. Forget the grand slammer, Novak's on the next fight.
Woo!
That's how we do Oz open right.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Wow, that's an instant hit, I think.
Really, I don't know who that duo are, but they are good.
They are awesome. And Alex Hawk is going to kick him up the crack. That's got to be the line.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The Queen. She's never lived a normal life. I mean, you've been waited on by staff. You live in castles. But I've got to say, despite the fact that she is ruling a country, there's one thing I cannot get past.
What?
And it is the news that I heard this week that Queen Elizabeth, by the grace of God, head of the United Kingdom, has never eaten pizza.
We'll never be royal.
Royal? As a royal person, has never eaten a pizza.
Yeah, so her
royal
chef, who's been looking after the Queen for 15 years, said a piece of pizza has never passed her lips. She doesn't like it. Oh. She doesn't want to eat it. She never will eat it. We will not have pizza at Kensington Palace.
So not even when she's sitting down, it's movie night in the palace. You know, she's just got the feet up. And she's just sitting there, because, I mean, this is what we all do, isn't
That's
it?
Right.
You get out the Domino's pizza, you get stuck in, or Pinocchio's, can they send that all the way to the United Kingdom?
Well, she could command whatever she wanted. And that's the thing, it's that not, you don't feel like cooking, you order pizza. You're feeling a bit, it's a Friday night, can't be bothered, Friday night pizza night.
Friday night at our place, the phone dials Pinocchio's itself.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just an automatic thing.
And pizza is a staple. We even like making our own pizza at home. That's a lot of fun with the kids. It is probably one of our family's favourite dishes is pizza. And the Queen hates it. Cannot stand pizza. That blows my mind.
Well, I suppose, I mean, look, we all have foods that we're not really keen on. I mean, you guys know that from my point of view, there's actually, you can list the foods I like easier than the ones I don't like, because the list is so long. The ones I don't like, I don't eat cheese, I don't eat mushrooms, don't eat oysters, I don't eat pumpkin. Forget pumpkin. You know, pumpkin is one of my most hated foods. Don't like it.
Alani's the same with that. You sound like you're only on the food pyramid. You're just like at the bread and pasta, just that one square on the pyramid.
I'm right down the bottom.
Do you know what? I like most foods. So I'm the opposite to you, Damien. I like to, and I'll try anything. But there's one food that every time I think of it and smell it, it makes me feel sick. Beef stroganoff.
Oh.
What's wrong with beef stroganoff? Gee, this is a staple diet item in Germany for centuries.
So the reason I don't like beef stroganoff is when I have my first job at Jamboree Action Park, I was 16, and we used to love it because they would provide lunch.
Oh, yeah,
so you'd go in and you'd have lunch in the staff room and then you'd go back and you'd go on to wherever you were headed. So they had beef stroganoff one day, and then after I had my beef stroganoff, I was assigned to, they've got toboggans at Jamboree Action Park, and at the top it's called Top Station, where you're there helping people off the chairlift, loading toboggans on the track, taking them off the chairs. I was up there doing Top Station, and about an hour later, I don't feel too good.
Oh, no.
That beef stroganoff's coming back to haunt me. I ended up having to go behind the shed and vomit.
Oh,
and then I had to take a toboggan back down. And you can just imagine, that's a curvy track down the hill.
Yes.
I was so green, and then I had bad food poisoning. It was not good. It was not good at all. I'm lucky to make it home. That's all I'm saying. Not my uniform. Could have been ruined. So now I can never smell beef stroganoff. It makes me feel sick.
Well, that's leaves a lasting impression. I mean, I'm like that with whiskey, but that's for a completely different reason. Okay, but it is like that with foods. I mean, you know, if you get a horrible taste of it, like texture of food can actually put you off of food as well. I mean, that's what it is for me with mushrooms. I put it in my mouth and it's like, ugh, it's like a kind of a snotty sort of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
We've all kind of got one. We've all kind of got that one food that's just no go and it's not coming inside our house. We'd love to hear yours, Illawarra.
All right, what about you, Matt, in Fig Tree? What do you hate?
Yeah, so I used to like this food, but then I had a bad experience. And, I dislike it now very much. It's beef jerky.
Oh, yeah, I hate... That's the dried meat, isn't it? The dried salted meat.
Oh, I love a bit of jerky.
Yes.
Why don't you like beef jerky?
So what happened was, we went out on the boat one morning, and I ate beef jerky while I was on the boat. And then about half an hour later, I got seasick, really, really bad. And for about a good hour, I was out there. I didn't want to ruin everyone's day. I'm hanging over the boat, and the only thing I could taste was beef jerky.
Just been converted to beef burley.
Just a little bit too early, I think.
Yeah.
You know what? Even as you're describing it, I can actually taste what you would have been going through. I've had seasickness so many times, and if you've got a taste in your mouth, you never forget it. Beef jerky. You've even ruined it for me now.
And the worst part about it is you think that you only eat, you know, the smallest amount, but when you're sick, it's like it never ends.
Good on you, Matt. Appreciate the call. Jan's given us a buzz. We're chatting about those foods that are banned from your place.
Hey, I loathe pee. I go psychotic if you put a pee in front of me.
Oh, my goodness me.
What don't you like about the poor, defenceless pee?
They're green and they're round and they're mushy, and I'm going to found an international anti-pee front and get rid of them. They infest the world.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you are passionate about this. You're a peeist.
Some misguided ancestor walked out of their cave one day and they found this green thing hanging on a vine and opened it up, and here were these green round things, and they thought, oh, I wonder what they taste like in mammoth stew. And there begins the story of the pea and humanity. I don't think the mammoth would have been impressed either.
She's written the history of the pea. When it nearly took down humanity, well, definitely, you know, it's the bane of her life.
Jade, I don't want to correct your information from earlier on, but I'm going to, okay? You mentioned that the Queen doesn't like pizza, all right? Yeah. She has banned it from the castle, but I've managed to get a leaked phone call, all right?
Oh, really?
Between the Queen and the kitchen staff at Buckingham Palace. And I'm not sure that she even knows what pizza is.
Hello?
Hello, it's the Queen.
Oh, Your Majesty. Let me turn down this music. What can I do for you?
I'm a little bit peckish, and what I'd like right now is something doughy. I like dough. Dough with tomato sauce and tomato. Some cheese. Can I have some cheese and an assortment of meats like salami and sausage?
I think you mean a pizza.
Pizza? Oh, God, no, no, no. Don't eat that rubbish. No, no, no. Something delicious with dough. It was invented in England. Invented by the United Kingdom. It's round and it's heated.
Ma'am, I think you're talking about pizza. You could go to Domino's.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Dead guy, he's a dead guy, just a dead guy in an envelope.
Wow.
That all intro right. gets us every time.
You're waking up with Jade and Damien. Look, it's a new thing that we're having a crack at here. If you remember the old Fantails rappers where you kind of have to work out. I think it was on, was it Sale of the Century, Jade? Who am I?
That's right, who am I? And they go through all these details and you had to guess who it was. First person in won the point.
Oh. Very competitive between you two here. This is our second round of this for the year, so let's jump in now. Our dead guy was born September 6th, 1971.
Oh, so that's not long ago. Okay.
She... grew up in a Catholic working class family.
Catholic working class.
Okay. And having a keen interest in singing, she signed on to join the weekend church choir. And Damien could appreciate this. Eventually ended up becoming the choir soloist.
Sounds like an Adele.
Can I go?
Hmm.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know if she'd be old enough, but I would say, is it Whitney Houston?
No.
Oh, no! You're not allowed to answer now.
No, I'm not. Although, unless you get one wrong.
No, no, but wait a minute. I'm happy still the one that I threw in ahead of you.
Because you said Adele.
I said Adele. Ah. I'll still use Adele. Was it right?
Adele?
Adele.
She's still alive.
Oh, yeah, she's alive, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awkward.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Adele, if you're listening right now.
Well, I think if you have a go and get one wrong, then Jade's back into the
game. So we're both back in the game.
Well, we're even.
So you're both back even in. Cute. All right. Her favourites from the family record collection back in the day included The King, Elvis Presley, also albums from The Kinks and New Order. Mm. Around 1980, she joined
Amy Whitehouse.
No.
Oh, you're out now. See, that means she would be 51.
No, 71. Oh, yeah, it would, yeah.
Around 1990, our dead guy joined her very first band that soon found chart success following the release of their debut album. In fact, all of the group's four albums
Come on, I know it now.
Achieved number one status and around the world sold over 4 million copies.
So, you know, okay. She has to answer now because we know who it is.
I don't know who it is.
Oh, come on.
Right. Wait, can I? Do you know? Oh,
no,
sorry.
No, okay. You can't just hang out here waiting for
her. Okay, I'll just have a guess, right? So she, that number one, she had a band. Is it Karen Carpenter?
Oh, my goodness me.
From the Carpenters? No, she's
Damo's
earlier.
Back in.
Oh, damn
back
it.
In.
Damn it.
Okay.
It's Dolores from the Cranberries.
Well, in July 1994, this person married a guy called Don. They went on to have three children, Taylor, Molly, Dakota, and the family divided their time between Canada and a place called County Clare in Ireland.
Oh, so it is the chick from the Cranberries.
Being Irish,
Dolores O'Riordan,
her home country, she was actually born in County Limerick.
Is it Dolores?
Hey!
They got it!
Woo!
Kept you hanging.
I don't know her first name, so I probably would have been able to guess it anyway. But I thought Karen Carpenter was a really good guess.
I think that was an awful guess.
Yeah, look, sadly, Dolores passed in January 2018, and the following year the Cranberries did release their Grammy-nominated album In the End. So an amazing talent and incredible voice, Damo.
And an incredible guess by me.
Yeah. Good work, mate.
There we go.
That's two for two, by the way.
Okay, right. Just stop gloating.
Yeah, I got to gloat because you win pick the year all the time, so I got to have a couple of wins here.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
You know, I'm still thinking about that whole Megan Fox thing that you mentioned in Celebrity Buzz a short while ago, Jade. I mean, her and Machine Gun Kelly drank their own blood.
I think they drank each other's blood.
Because
Yeah, yeah, because I think he proposed and then she did the whole thing of all this lovey-dovey stuff and then it was like at the end, and then we drank each other's blood. And people are like, what? It's a bit of Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie.
Is this like a midi glass? Is this a shot glass? Pony? What are we?
You kind of want to hope it's a shot glass, otherwise you'd be pretty dizzy drinking a scooey of someone's blood. I don't know if you could get that down.
Yeah, what do they give you after you give blood nowadays? In Ireland, they give you a can of Guinness.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. Genuinely, you give blood and you get a can of Guinness. It gives your iron level back up.
That is so Irish. Here, it's like, it's not a can of VB, unfortunately. It is usually a piece of fruitcake and a popper. That's not as good.
Boo, I want Guinness. But I mean, look, I find it, that's not romantic. I don't, is that a romantic thing to do, to drink each other's blood? That turns my stomach, to be totally honest. Yeah. The most romantic thing that I recall ever doing for someone, I've done lots of romantic things, so bear this in mind, but extreme thing was I got almost a Valentine's card that was roughly the length of my leg. You know, one of those big, stupid ones that, and I filled it all up with little Valentine's messages the whole way around. We're talking about 200 Valentine's messages, about 10,000 hearts and kisses.
Oh my God, how long did that take?
Well, here's the whole thing. How long did we last afterwards? We broke up about a week after I gave her that card.
Oh, my God. There you go. Yeah, you probably came out a bit too strong.
I spent more time on the card than our relationship. It was doomed from the start. What about you, Jen?
That's so funny.
You must have, Milko's a romantic guy.
He is a very romantic man.
Or maybe not romantic.
No, he's very romantic. But I remember at the start of our relationship, right, because this is the opposite of romance. Uh-huh. We went away on our first holiday together. We were new, we were fresh, and we went and we thought we'd take a little trip to Bali. Milko had never been there, so we're like, let's go to Bali. We went to Gili Islands. Yeah. And Gili Islands, there's three islands, but we went to, not the main one, there's another little one, and it's so romantic. We had this beautiful place we were staying at, looking over crystal clear waters. There were these straw huts that were made, and
sounds fantastic.
Oh, it was like something you go on your honeymoon, and we're like, this is our first relationship, and this is big. This is so romantic. And then I got sick.
Oh, you and your sicknesses.
I know. I ate some dodgy chicken. Oh. And the way this hut was set up is like the bathroom and the toilet was down the bottom and it was all open air because you're in Bali. Oh, and then the room was up the top. And so I'm down the bottom and it was just coming out. You know, when it comes out both ends, like there's no control. And the worst thing was the way the place was designed, the smell was going up. No. And it just all hung in the top area where the bedroom was. And Milko
had a cloud over the room.
That's right. He had the fan on, but I could hear him dry reaching from the bedroom because it just smelled that bad. And I'm just in the bottom just going, don't look at me. To leave.
I don't need to look at you. I feel like I'm just soaking you all up.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Pretty cool. Something that's not pretty cool. Well, okay, no, it is pretty cool, but it's not pretty cool. The pretty cool part is the fact that my kids are starting to grow up, all right? Yeah. They're getting all taller and bigger and the whole lot, and that's pretty cool.
They're outgrowing you.
That's the not cool part, all right? So we've established both areas. The not cool part is that the boys in particular are now getting taller than me, all right?
I noticed the other day when we were at the Greater Union for Sing, they'd grown a couple of inches since I'd last seen them.
Jarvis in particular, my oldest, he's taller than me. I think he's 6'2" now or thereabouts. I never got to the 6-foot mark. Still disappointed by that.
Just shy of it.
It's never going to happen. What can I do? Anyway, he came up, gave me a hug the other day, which is nice. And he kind of towers over me. He looks down at me.
Yeah.
All right? And he gave me a hug and he looked down at me and he went, "Oh, Dad, And that was it. And I went, what? And then he kind of backed away from the hug.
Yeah.
And he had a smile. I said, no, what is it? He said, no, nothing, nothing. Because he's a very caring kid. He's not going to try to offend me or anything like that.
He's a nice boy.
He said, no, nothing. I said, no, come on. He said, no, nothing. So that was that. Went. About 40 minutes later, I'm sitting on the ground, just on our front patio. I was sitting on the steps, and I was drinking a coffee. And Eileen, my wife, comes along. She says, oh, geez, you'd want to start brushing that over. All right. And then I went, wait a minute. What are we referring to? And it was at that moment that I discovered that on the top of my head, there has developed something of a bald scratch. Something has started to happen to my hair that wasn't there this time last year, but is there this year.
Oh.
Now, Jarvis was obviously very kind. He didn't want to say it to me. Eileen had no problem saying it to me.
That's right.
You didn't want to start brushing. And then she proceeded to, she got her hand in and she gave it a good pull over. You know,
she's doing the comb over
for you. It's at the top. It's right at the top. So I can't, I'll never see it. But it was at that moment I went, oh, that means my days of having long hair. I've always had this idea that, you know, one day soon I will get back to my Fabio locks. You know, I'll get those long hair.
The trench coat days of the 90s.
And just when that was revealed, I was like, those days are gone.
What can happen?
I mean, what can you do in this situation?
A fence tear, yeah. Isn't that what you do in this situation?
Get a rug,
yeah. You get plugs.
Get a rug. I don't know about getting a rug.
You could get a wig. You get plugs. They call plugs and you plug them in. Like, look at Elton John. He's got a mane now of auburn hair. I think he got plugs, but they surgically have to stick them into your head.
No, I don't know.
Would you
about
be prepared
that.
For that pain, the blood and the pain?
I don't think that's worth it. But I mean, you know, like, what about hair extensions?
Well, you've got to have hair. Hair for the extension to cling on to. Well, you'll end up with a skullet.
No, but that's what I'm wearing.
You'll have a long-haired mullet, but where there's no hair at the top, it'll be bald.
But that's what I'm concerned about, because now I'm at a stage that will I ever have the opportunity of having? If I don't get extensions sometime soon, it'll never happen. You know. So anyway,
do you know what? We should test the theory. Maybe if you got extensions like long enough,
can to be blonde.
You could blonde. They could be whatever color you want, sweetheart. You could brush them over the bald spot. If they're long, if your hair's longer, you would not have to worry about your bald patch. I reckon it would cover it. Can I have a look? Just let me have a look. Take your hat off. Let me see how bad the patch is on the top.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, she's a little thin there.
No,
she's a little thin, but I reckon you've got enough hair that if you've got extensions,
it could hold on.
It could hold on.
Like it's, you know, a Caribbean, you know, we're climbing up the rocks.
Rastafarian. You can get you singing Bob Marley.
All right. Well, anyway, look, I've nothing more to say about this, only that it's a turning point in my life.
We should actually see if someone can do extensions for you so that you can relive your glory days one more time, because I'm going to say it. I'm going to be your work wife and say, because your hair's pretty thin.
It's getting thin.
Yeah, if you don't put the extensions on in the next couple
it's not
of months,
gonna happen.
It's never going to happen. I feel like 2023, you're going to be the man of the buzz cut. That's what people do when they've fought the battle, but they've lost the war, so they just end up shaving the rest of their hair off.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, look, let's just put it out there. Anyone out there want to give me extensions? I'm always keen.
Dreadlocks, anything.
They have to be blonde. I want blonde locks.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Jade and Damien. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.